I'd like to take the opportunity to speak this morning to reflect on the situations and opportunities in my life that have shaped me to who I am today through school, Boy Scouts, my work, and right here at Epworth. As I go off and obtain my business degree at the University of Toledo and pursue a career, I hope to keep these lessons close and allow me to be the best person I possibly can be. From my birth, I've been a part of this church. I was baptized, went through confirmation, and I continue to participate in the student ministry program. I've learned the importance of getting to know and maintaining a close relationship with God when things are going smoothly in my life. It's impossible for us to know what life will throw our way next. And when times inevitably get tough, it's comforting to have that relationship and knowing that God is still with me. No greater example of this was earlier this year, the unexpected passing of Bob Knowles. Bob had always been the biggest motivator for me to participate with SWAT, and undoubtedly the person who most influenced my development and faith in God. It's still hard for me to cope with his passing, but being able to talk to God and having faith in the ultimate plan brings me peace of mind. While he may be gone, the lessons he taught me along the way, however, will be with me for the rest of my life, and for that I'm forever grateful. Another major part of my life is the involvement in Boy Scouts. The organization encourages me to continue my faith by promising to do my duty to God and my country. Furthermore, scouting gives me the chance to develop my leadership skills and my ability to innovate with the tools I have available to me. It instills me with the concepts of endurance, patience, and the importance of following through with a task or a goal. I've been a part of the organization since the first grade, participating through Cub Scouts, crossing over to Boy Scouts, and working my way all the way up to the rank of Eagle Scout. Along the way, the importance of these lessons became increasingly apparent. I worked to earn all the required merit badges from first aid to citizenship in the community. I put in the effort to earn the required service hours. I stepped up to serve as a leader of my troop, starting as assistant patrol leader, working my way up to a senior patrol leader. Finally, I had to perform a service project of my own, which put me to the test in all the lessons that the Boy Scouts had hoped for me to learn on my trail to Eagle. Becoming the biggest and most challenging part of earning the Eagle Scout rank is completing the service project of your own. For my project, I worked with the local Metro Parks to put up a flagpole, landscape the surrounding area, and install lighting to be aimed at the flag. I picked out my own project, raised my own funds, drew up the plans, a long process that required my full commitment and attention. The work required to complete the project couldn't be done alone. I reached out to friends, fellow scouts, and a certified electrician to ask them to volunteer their time to assist me with my project. They looked to me for guidance, emboldening me to lead them towards the completion of this project. I had to look for creative solutions to remove obstacles in my path. Following the completion of my project, I had to present the work I had done and explain what I had taken away from my scouting experience to a board of review, made up of adult leaders from my troop and the local council. I demonstrated to the board what I had learned, which experiences in scouting I'll always remember, how scouting has shaped me, and how I will conduct myself in such a way that exemplifies what an Eagle Scout should be going forward in my life. In the end, my hard work paid off, and the board granted me the rank I've been actively working towards the last 7 years. Thanks to the lessons taught me in Boy Scouts and SWAT, I truly believe I built the maturity to handle more of whatever life has to throw at me. One of the most important points that has resonated with me from SWAT has always been I was never too young to accomplish great things. Hearing that over and over from Bob and Chuck, it stuck with me and continues to encourage me to apply myself to additional and often more challenging tasks and roles in my life. The lessons of leadership and devotion taught through Boy Scouts also gives me great confidence in these same situations. Since the beginning of my junior year, I've taken all my classes at the University of Toledo. While still in high school, I've been completing the final credits required for my diploma, but also accelerating my progress towards earning my degree. Prior to this, I had no idea what the college atmosphere would be like, and I was a bit nervous. But I knew I had the confidence and maturity to handle the situation. I earned high grades my first semester and was able to continue to hold myself to the same standard for the additional 3 semesters I've taken classes there. Additionally, over the past couple years, I stepped up to be a part of the National Train Day Toledo Planning Committee, an annual event every spring that caters to approximately 8,000 people. I began my involvement at only 16 years old, despite nearly everyone else on the committee being at least twice my age. I stepped up to be in charge of our public outreach online, and within our first 2 meetings, I was warmly accepted into the role by the rest of the committee, having seen what I was capable of offering. Furthermore, this previous month, I took a job at Chick-fil-A, and I very quickly caught the eyes of my superiors. Within the first week, my shift leader put me on more demanding tasks. My director was able to move me around to learn the various positions in back of house, and my executive director began to schedule me with many more hours. In the last few days, I had a conversation with my director about my performance, and during which he stated how he was already looking for me to step up into a leadership role, take on more responsibilities, and bring in more pay. What takes most people 3 months before even being considered for a promotion, I was able to receive this encouragement within the first month for the expanded role in the restaurant. As I go forward in life, it's important for me to remember the lessons I have learned, as well as maintain my faith in God. It'll be very convenient for me by attending classes at UT this coming year. I'm able to continue my faith and worship right here at Epworth. As I become more involved in work, I'm fortunate to be a part of a company that truly values the importance of God in our lives and the morals he teaches us. Being a part of a team who truly cares about each other and are openly able to pray with one another gives me no doubt I have a great job. I plan to continue my involvement in scouting as an adult leader, passing along the lessons I have learned through scouting and through God. I also hope I'm able to set a good example with my actions in any situation I'm in, an example reflective of someone who's an Eagle Scout and someone who's a follower of Christ. Amen.